Need to order them, start a group, small group, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry, you said it was in Florida.
Yeah.
And we're in compliance with open meeting law, I saw it in the paper. Okay, approval of the agenda, are there any corrections or additions?
No additions.
Okay.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approval passed. Approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which would have been February 18th. Any additions or corrections?
I don't see any, I make a motion that they be approved.
I'd second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Public comment and communication. Any public comment?
Most everything I'll talk about is under advocacy, so I'll just.
Okay. Anything under communication, or is that just?
I have anything.
All right, so then, on to the advocacy reports, regional board meeting.
I, that's gonna be you, Shirley.
You know where I was sick cookie that day.
Well, that's right, you were sick, weren't you?
I hope I got excused, I didn't know who to call, I don't have any telephone though.
You're right.
And I was gonna suggest, could we please have who we should call?
Sure, yeah, I'll give you Danica's number.
Yeah, cause I was a sick cookie and you didn't want me, but I did get some information because they had a rally in Madison yesterday. Our daughter is severely handicapped.
Right.
And they took.
Right, they had disability rights day yesterday.
Yes, they took two up, she was one of them on the bus. She can't speak a word, but she has a communication system and she went up and spoke and they said she did an excellent job.
Her.
Did you hear?
I did not, no, I'll have to go back and see if I can.
Yeah, they took her picture, the two girls, and she expressed herself very well with communication because the governor has taken away, and you don't know what a serious thing this is for her, because the only way she can communicate is with her board. She has to put on her communication board what she wants to say and then it speaks it. Well, the governor has said, no more of this. You can't have a communication board. The handicapped cannot have it. She uses the internet on the computer, and that's a no-no. They lock up this part of her communication system so it can't be used that way. And you don't know how serious this is for her because she has put speeches in there. She has given speeches at colleges and school groups. She can't do that anymore because he locked it.
What was the reason for that?
Cutting back.
Is it Medicaid? Is it Medicaid that's doing it?
She can't get a communication. And now we are trying to override that, and we pick her up once a month. We drive to La Crosse. Bring her home because it's too much of a trip from La Crosse to Madison.
Sure.
Keep her overnight, and then we leave the next morning and go to the university, and we're trying to get something worked out where she can communicate in some way to others because she is a very intelligent person. But the only way, she can't say a word. And you don't know how this has affected her.
Absolutely.
And they were expressing yesterday the specific needs of each child because it's so different. Right. And he's taken away so much. And we've got to get in there. And
is this, because this isn't part of the governor's budget. This is actually Medicaid, I think.
It is part of Medicaid.
It's the Center
Medicare.
For Medicaid making this decision, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
But he has some effect on it, huh? I think I got that letter I have a letter that I got.
That would be federal.
Yeah, I think
that would be federal, not state.
Well,
but it definitely, it's still, they need to know about it. Our legislators still need to know. It's definitely, I mean, when that's her only means of communication, that's not correct.
And they say that's recreation. You know, if she's going to use a computer, internet, Facebook, they don't need that. And
that's the way the world socializes these days. You know,
the state,
she should be able to have that.
The state senator is who she spoke to, Jennifer Schilling.
Jennifer Schilling, okay.
Jennifer Schilling is the person that, and I'm going to watch, she was going to send to me on Facebook what was done in Madison yesterday, and I guess it was a full day.
Yes, I knew they had a pretty big day planned, so mm-hmm. I'll see what I can find on that too, Shirley.
Uh-huh. So, I just wanted to make the group aware of it.
Absolutely.
Although I wasn't at the meeting in Darlington.
Well, the regional board meeting, there was had been plans to watch Alive Inside, which is a movie based on the memory care connections, the memory care programs that are going on, music and memories at the nursing homes. But because of the governor's budget, they kind of set that aside and really focused on what was in the governor's budget and what they wanted to do there. So I will, that will kind of segue into what is in the governor's budget, which everybody is probably kind of aware of by now. But one of the things, I've got lots of handouts here, and you can just take what you want. The big concerns that we have, obviously, are the senior care. And I think that's getting well publicized that people would need to sign up for Part D insurance versus the senior care. Senior care would kind of be used just as a safety net for people, but it would cost seniors a lot more money. So I'm not going to focus on that a whole lot because that is getting quite a bit of attention out there. It's on ARP's agenda. It's on a lot of the advocacy agendas. Family care and the long-term care.
Is this what was done at the meeting, the regional meeting?
This is some of the stuff that's come out of there, yeah. There's been some updates to it, too. So the WAN one, I think, was at the regional meeting, and these are the rest of the resources we've got. The ADRC directors met last week to discuss the governor's budget, too. The long-term care system, obviously, is being revamped within this budget, and how that's going to work really is kind of still unknown. There's a vision out there of what it is, but they're not really saying what it's going to look like on the ground. The DHS is claiming that they've got, Department of Health is claiming that they really had no knowledge of this. I find that a little hard to believe on a couple of things, but they're saying with the ADRCs there was no knowledge. So the long-term care, getting rid of family care, getting rid of IRIS, again, that's getting a fair amount of press out there. People are aware of that. However, part of that also is getting rid of the ADRCs. And at first we thought, and there's still a lot we don't know about this, at first we thought it was mostly making them be regional and whatever, and we're regional, and we know there was a big push in November about having ADRCs all be the same and having them be more regional. It does not sound like that is the case now within the language and what we're hearing. What we're hearing is that they could contract for all or part of our services to private entities for ADRC services, and that ADRC would go sort of the wayside of the long-term care programs as well and be meshed into one system. So it takes away, so if you look at that, what I gave you, it eliminates the current structure. Mine away. It eliminates the current structure that gives counties the first right of refusal to operate the ADRC and opens the door for the state to contract with other entities to operate the ADRC. So it could be the county, it could be a nonprofit, it could be a for-profit. It could be some of our services, it could be all of our services. Brian Shoup, who is the division head for long-term care, said if the budget was, if the budget proposal was passed as is, it would give complete flexibility to DHS to contract with whoever for ADRC services.
And would the counties have any say in it then?
No, not if it was passed as is, because the counties would no longer have that first right of refusal. It would take that away from them. It would allow the state the flexibility to contract with single or multiple entities to operate the ADRCs in regions or statewide. It would eliminate the long-term care districts as eligible ADRC operators. This is only current, that's just in the Northwoods. It would allow the state, again, that flexibility to contract with multiple entities. It eliminates the ADRC governing board, so that would be the regional governing board would be gone, and the regional advisory committees would be gone. The funny thing about all this, the funding, there's no funding savings here by doing it. They've never talked in the budget about this being a funding issue. And in fact, even in terms of the Family Care and IRIS, when they talk about the savings is realized in the expansion to the counties that currently don't have the long-term care. That's where the savings is coming from. They're not talking about the savings coming from all of these other sources. They're coming because when they mandate the whole state to have those long-term care programs, whatever that would look like, that's where the savings would show up. But as you know, the long-term care systems would fall under this insurance providers somehow. So it's going to be very interesting how this all plays out, which concerns me. I mean, I think when you've got somebody, you know, who's got a disability, who's receiving long-term care, you want neutral parties. You don't want the people doing the functional screen and determining their level of care who's also going to decide,
right,
you know, yeah, their services. Yeah. They've got, it's just, you know, it, that doesn't go hand in hand very well. It's kind of like when you're in the hospital now and the insurance company decides how sick you are, not the doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, the insurance company's decided you're going to be in there for one day and we don't care.
Who's going to check on these services that you're getting? That's the big thing.
Well, the oversight would be scary because there would be. I mean, you're losing your regional governing boards. You're losing a lot of that oversight. You know, and how that will affect the aging programs. A lot of the aging programs at ADRCs are integrated now. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. So it will have an impact on the aging side of things too, because you easier to add on services than to take services away and piece them out differently. Then you lose a lot that way.
And once you lose it, you have a hard time.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the plan with the ADRC. When the ADRC managers met on Friday, was essentially they really felt there was some state people. Donna McDowell was there. She was originally, I think, one of the original state people involved when the ADRCs were developed.
She's been there forever.
Yeah, and she's retired now. Mm-hmm. And she actually met with the ADRC managers because she's sort of helping to spearhead this campaign. But it was really felt that ADRCs needed to focus on the ADRC issue, that the other issues were getting attention. The family care, the IRIS was getting a lot of press. People were getting knowledge about that. But the fact that the ADRCs and privatizing them are rolled up into that is not getting the press. So it was really felt that we needed to get that information out to legislators and really talk about, you know, what makes us unique and why that's still a good thing for people. So there are some talking points on here that were just discussed and so and written down, so I threw those on the back, so when we are talking with legislators, you know, we can let them know. You know, the other thing is the county doesn't put in, there's no tax money put into the ADRC side of things. The levy doesn't go for the ADRC side of things. Levy money is put into some of our aging programs, but not the ADRC. So again, it brings money to the county, and there's no county match here that would be a savings either. So it's definitely a concern. I really think we need to let legislators know that it is a problem. The other thing is that if you look down here, the state office reorganization, It would take the Division of Long-Term Care and put it into a new Division of Medical Services. It's really unclear where the Bureau of Aging and Disability Services would go to, but they are talking about moving those all under the division, under this Division of Medicaid, except that most of the people we serve in the aging programs in ADRC are not necessarily on Medicaid. The majority of them are private pay people. So now you've got a Division of Medicaid providing oversight on programs that don't even affect mm-hmm. Medicaid-eligible people. So that seems kind of crazy as well.
Because they're talking about these homes where these severely handicapped individuals are, something's going to happen there. They're not saying what, but that.
Well, I listened to part of Kitty Rhodes' testimony and read it, and you know, and they grilled her fairly well, but she didn't have anything to say, and really she didn't know a lot. And they said, "You're asking us to approve a vision, and we have no specifics as to what that would actually look like." And she said, "That's right. That is exactly what we're doing. They would have to get waivers from the government to do some of this stuff, and they wouldn't know." But it would be, once they get those waivers in place, it would be at the discretion of the department to do whatever they wanted to do. So this budget is simply a vision, and how that all plays out in the long run, we aren't going to know. So.
But it's just going to be a red pen just going down. And
scary. Mm-hmm. Over the years, I've sat through a lot of legislative issues, I'm not one to get all worried. I realize that a lot of it gets thrown up on the wall and not all of it sticks. So, but I think there are some very real issues. The thing is that the system has been working. It's been saving the state money. It's been proven. The ADRCs were taken nationwide based on Wisconsin. And the success that they had in saving the state money and providing services. And for most people, they have been happy with the long-term care system in Wisconsin. I mean, there's always some that are not, but for the most part, people have been happy, it saved money, and it works. So let's tear it all apart and redo it. That doesn't make sense. And with no really cost savings, because nowhere are they...